Let's work on the chords from page 2. The A chord should sound like this. Here's D and E. If you're new at this, you're placing your fingers on the strings one at a time. Try getting the index or first finger in place first, then the second finger, then the third. Pretty soon, you'll do this. Strum the A chord. Now shift to D. First finger, second finger, third finger, strum the D. Now head back to A. First finger, second finger, third finger. Give a strum and head back to D. First finger, second, third, strum, and go back to A. Practice all three chord combinations on the top half of page 2, just like that. Once you can form the chords comfortably, begin to practice with a metronome. If you don't have a metronome, the following examples are especially important. Even without a metronome, this is a very effective way of practicing. Try switching chords with the metronome on 60, letting two clicks go by in between. We'll start with A to D, like this. Form an A, 1, 2, ready, play. A, 1, 2, D, 1, 2. A, 1, 2, D, 1, 2. A, D. If this is too fast, set your metronome a bit slower, or let three clicks go by in between. As you practice over the coming weeks, gradually increase your speed. Here's an example of A to E with the metronome on 92 with two clicks in between. 1, 2, ready, play. A, 1, 2, E, 1, 2. A, 1, 2, E, 1, 2. As you become quicker, set the metronome slower, but let just one click go by in between. Here's D to E with the metronome set at 72. 1, 2, ready, play. D, click, E, click. D, click, E, click. Eventually, you'll switch on each click without letting one go by in between. To hear examples of that, go to track 5, which talks about the chords on page 4.